Good morning. Welcome to Sunday Mass. We are literally on the air and hope you enjoy the next hour.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Viola. I will be the Zoom facilitator this morning. And I'd like to introduce Father Jamie Dennis. He's from Owensboro, Kentucky. And he can, if he wants to, I can't remember the parish, but so go ahead, Father. And thank you for coming.
Thank you all. And yes, I'm Father Jamie Dennis. I am the associate pastor at Blessed Mother Catholic Church. And like most of you all, I am almost totally blind, and I am a client of the Savior Society for the Blind. So my readings and things will be Braille materials from them. So, you know, they make a lot possible for us as Catholics who are blind. So just so you know, I'm in my little chapel in my rectory, and I have my friend Jacob Fisher, who is here with me, who is going to do the first readings. And so I'm just glad to be with you all. And it's a shame we can't be physically together, but hey, we make do with what we got, and it will be okay. And so this Mass will be kind of minimal. So I'll be doing very minimal parts. And then at the end of Mass, I'll be okay to take questions from you about, you know, what it's like to be a blind priest and some of those things. And so we can begin. Let us come into God's presence and recollect ourselves. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with your spirit. With you.
Brothers and sisters, we come here to give thanks to God and thank him for his goodness. Let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to enter into the sacred mysteries. Lord Jesus, you are mighty God and Prince of Peace. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord Jesus, you are Son of God and Son of Mary. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord Jesus, you are seated at the right hand of the Father to intercede for us. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Let us pray. O God, who in the abasement of your Son have raised up a fallen world, fill your faithful with holy joy, for on those you have rescued from slavery to sin, you bestow eternal gladness through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from the book of the prophet Zechariah. Thus says the Lord, rejoice heartily, O daughter Zion. Shout for joy, O daughter Jerusalem. See, your king shall come to you. A just savior is he. Meek and riding on an ass, on a colt, the foal of an ass. He shall banish the chariot from Ephraim and the horse from Jerusalem. The warrior's bow shall be banished, and he shall proclaim peace to the nations. His dominion shall be from sea to sea, and from the river to the ends of the earth. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
I will praise your name forever, my King and my God.
I will praise your name forever, my King and my God.
I will extol you, O my God and King. I will bless your name forever and ever. Every day will I bless you, and I will praise your name forever and ever.
I will praise your name forever, my King and my God.
The Lord is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and of great kindness. The Lord is good to all, and compassionate toward all his works.
I will praise forever
my King and my God.
Let all your works give you thanks, O Lord, and let your faithful ones bless you. Let them discourse of the glory of your kingdom and speak of your might.
I will praise your name forever, my King and my God.
The Lord is faithful in all his words and holy in all his works. The Lord lifts up all who are falling and raises up all who are bowed down.
I will praise your name forever, my King and my God.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, you are not in the flesh. On the contrary, you are in the Spirit. If only the Spirit of God dwells in you. Whoever does not have the Spirit of Christ does not belong to him. If the Spirit of the one who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, the one who raised Christ from the dead will give life to your mortal bodies also, through his Spirit that dwells in you. Consequently, brothers and sisters, we are not debtors to the flesh to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Alleluia, 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 alleluia,
alleluia,
alleluia. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
At that time, Jesus exclaimed, I give praise to you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, for although you have revealed these things from the wise and the learned, you have revealed them to the little ones. Yes, Father, such has been your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son wishes to reveal himself. Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart, and you will find rest for yourselves, for my yoke is easy and my burden light. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. You know, we have a lot of burdens because of our blindness, but Jesus takes care of us, and it will be okay. We just have to remember that the material things of this world are nothing compared to the beyond our comprehension that's in heaven. And we need to try our best to deal with our burdens as best we can. We're blind people, but we're in a sighted world. And that means we have to make do with what we got. And yes, we need to advocate for ourselves, but we need to do it with patience and love. You know, when I was in fourth grade, I can remember being told that I should be insulted by the word blind, and that anytime I hear that word, I should react negatively to it. And I remember being in my fourth grade classroom, and I overheard across the room, you know, someone referring to me as blind, and I went on a little tear. I was quite angry and stomped the poor kid's toes. And, so, you know, that was not the way that I should have handled that. And what I realized is that I was giving a word power over me. And so I'm not very politically correct. I use the word blind as well as visually impaired. And I'm not into the whole word game thing. It is what it is. So I challenge all of us to be patient with the poor sighted people and to love them. And yes, there's moments when, you know, people want to do things for us and we should speak up, but then there's sometimes we just have to let things go. And it's hard to find that balance, but we can find it. And as long as we trust in Jesus, try to keep his meekness and humbleness of heart, it will be okay. So as we continue through this Mass, let us thank God for the wonderful friends and family that we have, the wonderful technology that we have to connect us here. And may we just keep in mind to look at life as an adventure and to positively move forward and be there for one another. Amen.
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 For the sake of time, we will not do an entire list of prayers for the faithful. But just so you know, every Mass has an intention, and all of you gathered here at the conference are my Mass intention this morning. Now we will have the blessing of the gifts. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you. Fruit of the earth and work of human hands, it will become for us the bread of life. Blessed be God
forever.
And you'll get to hear some of my prayers that are usually whispered since I have a microphone. Through the mingling of this water, wine, I have come to share the divinity of Christ and humbled himself to share in our humanity. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you, fruit of the vine and work of human hands. It will become for us our spiritual drink. Blessed be God forever. O Lord, wash me from my iniquities and cleanse me from my sin. Pray, brethren, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands
for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and the good of all his church.
May this oblation dedicated to your name purify us, O Lord, and day by day bring our conduct closer to the life of heaven through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is truly right and just,
our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere, to give you thanks, Father most holy, through your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, your Word, through whom you made all things, whom you sent as our Savior and Redeemer, incarnate by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin, fulfilling your will and gaining for you a holy people. He stretched out his hands as he endured his passion, so as to break the bonds of death and manifest the resurrection. And so with the angels and all the saints, we declare your glory, as with one voice we acclaim. Sanctus Dominus Deus Sabaoth, Pleni Sucediat Terra, Gloria Tua, Hosanna in excelsis, Benedictus Veni Te Nomine Domini, Dona in excelsis.
They don't need to do that.
You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. We proclaim your death,
O Lord,
and profess your resurrection
until you come again.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity. Together with your servant Francis, our Pope, and William, the Bishop of Owensboro, and all the clergy, remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, and with blessed Joseph, her spouse, and with all the angels and saints, that we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Through him, and with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Amen. And at our Savior's command and form of divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses,
as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory, now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, you said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever."
Amen.
May the peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world.
Lamb of God, take away the sins of the world. Grant us peace.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those who are called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word,
and my soul shall be healed.
The body of Christ. And now we will have the purification of the vessels. Okay. Let us pass our lips as food, O Lord. May we possess in purity of heart what has been given to us in time, be our healing for eternity. Yeah, you all get a special privilege today because usually some of those prayers, the priest whispers. So it's kind of hard for me to whisper with the microphone on. So there you go. Let us pray. Grant, we pray, O Lord, that having been made replenished by such great gifts, we may gain the prize of salvation and never cease to praise you through Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you all, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Go in peace.
Thanks be to God.
Thanks be to God.
So if you have questions for the Father, if as long as everybody's respectful, I won't mute everybody. So if anybody has any questions, go ahead. Oh, that's okay. You can speak because everybody's unmuted.
Father, I'm wondering if...
Is there any way to read the gospel? I missed it. Is there any way to read that, hear that?
Well, that's a little long, and I'm on a time restraint, so I just want to take questions now.
So, this is Deborah. I have a question.
Sure.
Father Jamie, how long have you been a priest, and were you blind already when you became a priest?
Yes. I was diagnosed with retinitis pigmentosa when I was in second grade. And so I lost most of my sight before eighth grade. And so I have been a priest now for 4 years. I'm still a baby priest. So, yeah.
Father, did you run into any
I wish there were more blind single males that are Catholic that would become priests.
Well, you know, there is actually... a few seminarians that I've helped to get into seminary. There's one in Orange County, California. He's in the seminary at Mount Angel, and he's blind from birth, has a guide dog, and he's been in seminary now for 2 years. There was just recently, about 2 months ago, another blind guy who was ordained in the Caribbean. So we are an endangered species, but we do exist.
And,
if you Google blind priests, there are a number of stories out there about blind priests.
You already have your own church or your part of.
Ray Phillips has joined the meeting.
Yes, I'm an associate pastor, so I'm not a pastor yet, but I'm working on it. And but I'm at Blessed Mother Parish. It's a parish with about. Probably 800 or 900 families. And so it's the largest church in my city. So it's a very busy place. And I do everything that any other priest does with the exception of I can't drive. So
we're glad.
Do you have a driver?
Yes, I actually have several volunteer drivers from the parish. A lot of them are retired, and there's some young ones too. And so they actually take turns. Some of them are assigned certain days of the week. Some have certain times of days, and some are kind of, you know, on call. And because two of my drivers, one lives next door and the other lives across the street. And then I also get called to do emergencies at our local hospital, and we have a deal worked out. I've told them, since I'm the youngest priest in town, I'm 34. I've told them, I said, you know, if you need me in the night, call me first, because it doesn't take me 2 seconds to get out of bed and get ready. And so the hospital actually, when they need me, they send an employee from the hospital. And so I don't have to get one of my drivers up. And so, you know, I can go administer last rites and, you know, all of those things. And I'm actually in charge of the parish right now because my pastor is on retreat. So I'm in power and I'm ruling with an iron fist right now.
Hi, your father.
You said that after this, you have a mass to say live in your parish. What is your parish doing during COVID? Are they still gathering physically?
Oh, yes. We have 50% capacity, and we wear masks. And actually, this is the first mass that I have not worn a mask for for a while since I'm in my house. And so we have hand sanitizer out the wazoo. And I mean, we're very careful. And the one difference for me is, as a precaution, since when I give communion to people, I have to touch their hands, I'm not distributing communion right now. I'm sitting out on that. I celebrate Mass, but then when it comes time to give communion, I have my Eucharistic ministers to come up and they distribute for me. So that's a little bit of a sacrifice, but, you know, because that's, you know, what I'm called to do is give Jesus to his people. And so we have to be creative, but we make it work.
I have a raised hand here from 61974 telephone number. Go ahead.
Okay, this is Teresa. I didn't mean to raise my hand. So not, I apologize. But I wanted to ask, I might have missed it at the beginning, but where are you from?
I'm from Owensboro, Kentucky.
Owensboro, Kentucky.
Yes.
I knew somebody that went to a convent for a while up there, but regretfully she didn't stick it out. I don't know why.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to have to end the meeting because people are obviously not going to cooperate. So I apologize.
Oh, no.
I hear dishes in the background and doorbells and things. So
it's frustrating.
I apologize to everyone, but Father has to go to his Mass and I'm going to have to end the meeting. So thank you all.
And
one thing first,
before we depart, I'm on Facebook. I'm also on YouTube. I have a YouTube channel and it's just my name, Father Jamie Dennis. So feel free to look me up. And of course, we have the Mass on St. Lucy's feast day, which is December 13th at the Xavier Society for the Blind in New York. I don't know if we're going to do that or not this year because of the COVID stuff, but, you know, be aware of that.
Yeah.
And just know of my prayers for you all, and feel free to reach out to me on social media. And, you know, I'm here for all of you. So
thank
may you all
Father.
Have a blessed day.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
You're welcome.
Is that J-A-M-I-E, Dennis?
Yes, yes. And Dennis like with two N's.
16232933037.
Okay.